Amphitheatre. The construction of amphitheatres during antiquity is one of the most notable aspects of the Romanization of the region. The majority of urban communities had one of these structures designed to host ludi gladiatori, fighting spectacles between men or between men and animals. Capua's amphitheatre was identified as such by investigators even before its excavation due to the peculiar topographical alteration that its ruins formed and which gave rise to an artificial elliptical tumulus. Recent archaeological excavations have enabled the confirmation of the hypothesis regarding the existence of this building and aided us to understand today a good part of its floor plan and architectural features. It was constructed close to the southeastern gate of the city on the edge of the urban area. In order to build the amphitheatre, construction took place throughout the 1st century AD, coinciding with the city's monument era, it was necessary to excavate the land until a platform with the appropriate dimensions and leveling was obtained. The building was approximately 52 meters in length along its main axis and 43 meters wide, creating the elliptical floor plan this type of structure had for public shows. The so-called caveat or area designed for spectators was approximately 7 meters wide. The amphitheater was defined by the construction of a double stone wall that closed it to the exterior and marked the interior space, the arena, in which events took place. According to the information facilitated by the excavations, the building stood at a height of approximately 3 meters. The structure had four doors, of which two, those on the main axis, were monument doors designed for the entry and exit of ceremonial parties that would commence and conclude this kind of events. The entire building was made of stone and filled with compacted earth, although the sitting areas for spectators had to be made using wooden structures.